Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender by David R. Hawkins. A summary. This is a summary of David R. Hawkins' Letting Go, The Pathway of Surrender. The Great Energy of Emotions. Throughout the entirety of history, humankind and a large part of the knowledge systems created by it, such as philosophy, literature, medicine, and psychology, have been looking for the most effective way of ridding people of their suffering. But most often the sources of our suffering are found in the world around us, and the blame for our dissatisfaction falls on people, places, social institutes, the weather, fate, or even on politicians. Still, there is no single external factor that can cause us as much suffering as our own negative emotions, especially those that have become the main backdrop to our existence and our second nature. When facing these negative feelings, we resist them and try to suppress them. We are so used to acting this way that we often fail to notice how it happens and gradually start resisting all our feelings. Accumulated and suppressed emotions contain energy that is constantly looking for an escape valve and expresses themselves in a chronically stressed state and/or physical and psychological illnesses. But quality of life and the ability to feel joy and happiness can be lost even without suffering a specific illness. A suppressed negative emotion turns into something like a filter, a pair of lenses, through which we look at reality. According to David Hawkins, the practice of just letting go stands out due to its simplicity, efficiency, and lack of disputable claims. Not only do we stop repressing our feelings, thereby freeing ourselves from them, but we also stop resisting positive changes in our lives. We start experiencing more love, while becoming bigger-hearted, kinder, and happier people. For a long time, it was believed that acknowledging emotions was for the weak. Many generations of people grew up with no understanding of which emotions they were experiencing and what they were supposed to do with them. The method for detecting emotions and how to work with them offered in Letting Go could become the foundation for forming psychological well-being of current and future generations. It would have been great to have learned this while we were in school and used it throughout our lives. Mechanisms for containing emotions. We always fight our negative emotions, trying to get rid of the worries they cause. We are afraid of emotions primarily because we don't have a way of living in peace with them. Suppressed emotions accumulate and get driven into the subconscious, where it's very difficult to detect them. At the same time, when they are trapped in the subconscious, they bring even more destruction and are even less manageable. The most frequently used mechanisms to protect us from the unpleasant taste of negative emotions are suppression and repression. This is the most popular way to either consciously repress or subconsciously suppress emotions. Which feelings we choose suppress or repress totally depends on our conscious and subconscious programming, which are determined by our upbringing.